Blog Talk Radio.
What they do it, what they do it.
Waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm needy, borderline greedy. I ain't wasting my tray. I could be your Jay, you could be my Beyonce. Little mama can blow cocaine, dance like a Shante. Yeah, I'm a lunatic, your X-Man, ludicrous. When I see him, I'm a cannon like Sudafish.
Shout out to Lil Truth. My son, he be spitting them bars. My little baby. Proud of him. I'm going to hurt him for leaving a damn sandwich on my bed, though. That's another thing. You know, crazy day. We about to have some fun. Philly Shine Radio. I just had a ball today. Like, what an amazing day. How was your day, Truth Teller, babe? Because I had fun. It was a little too busy for me, but every day is like that.
The day was productive, very productive. Got a couple things done. Yeah, girl.
It's always good. I'm ready to do some things myself.
We have a caller, but they didn't push in.
Things. But yeah, definitely shout out to everybody tuning in the show. I know my girl Niece Buck said she was going to call in. Definitely doing her thing. Ooh, I got to check the Texas and find out the name of her mixtape she's dropping. She's getting ready to do something real big in December. Shout out to the girl, beautiful, hot spitter. It's a lot of talent in Philly. Like, I swear I'm so proud of my city. We've been on our grind. It was great meeting you, Carlitos, fucking Friday. My gosh. That boy is amazing. Not even a boy, he a man. He's a whole man, ladies. I'm cool because he like a brother to me, like Southwest brother. I'm just looking. I just look. But I could look, you know. We not related. I could look and shit. You know, that's all I'm going to say. But definitely check him out. What is his Twitter? K-A-R-L-E-T-H-A-L. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to Mimi Philly, my boo. She's so sweet. Wow, we had fun Friday. We gonna get Kia out soon. Truth Teller gonna be out. Shout out to Genie too. I know you guys have been missing them, ladies. You know what I mean? My ladies out in Hawaii, ladies out in Texas. Everybody definitely showing love.
Hawaii.
You know what I mean? My brother, he had to take time to get himself together. Yeah, his homegirl Brandy from Hawaii. Wasn't you on the show when Brandy was on the line?
Yeah, Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Okay. Exactly. Well, you know, along with some of the new music, because we also have some music from another artist from Diamond Spotlight Black Friday event. Definitely shout out to Lil' Kim Black Friday. Every time I say Black Friday, I should mention her doing that. I love her. She got the best voice ever. Like, fuck Nicki Minaj voice, everybody voice. Like, Kim voice crazy. Like, she definitely got that voice. Like, and then switch it up. Always perfect. But anyway, my boy Josh Banks, we got some of his music. I think it's My Mistakes or something like that. Whatever it is, we're going to play a little R&B flavor. Show some love to my boy Lou Ryder as well. I wonder if Lou got some new music. I got to check up on him. Shout out to Lou Ryder too. But tonight's topic is, have you ever had to pick between two people? And if you did, how hard was the choice? Was it an easy choice? Was it a... Oh, it's all your pick here. Was it a, I don't know, was it a pine over? Was it a jug? Was it a have your cake and eat it too situation? Like, definitely call in 646-929-0172. Press the 1. And we're going to have some fun talking about the topic tonight. I've never had a choice, hard choice, picking between two people. You'd be like, no, yes. That's like simple. Pick between two people. You're a no, he's a yes. That's just it. Like, or whatever. I don't even get into choosing or you just pick none of them. Whatever, my situations. I don't know. Everybody's different. What about you, Kia? Like, have you ever found yourself like, well, he's all right, but he's not real. It's like, no.
No, I never had to choose.
Never
have I ever had to choose. This is a topic I can't even relate to. That's scary.
You said what? Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with not relating to it. I said, because you called it scary. It's not scary. You don't have to. That's good. That means you haven't had your brain racked or whatever. And to choose between two people, kind of irking, you know what I'm saying, situation. But I don't think it should be hard. Like, you shouldn't even have put yourself in a position to have two fucking choices. People be acting up sometimes. I'm just saying. But I definitely want, like I said, want to show some love to some R&B guys. And sometimes this is a situation where you can have your cake and eat it, too. What you was about to say, hon?
We got to talk. It's not on here.
You got to what? Oh, the Josh tune didn't go on here?
No.
What did we name it something silly? We going to see. We're going to play Lou Ryder, Aftermath, and then we'll go back and check on it.
Who is it?
We about having a little technical difficulty, but we about to get the music popping. Show
my
some
bad,
love to
Joe,
Lou Ryder.
My bad, Joe.
Hey, it's not your bad. Blame blog talk. Blame it on the rain. Definitely a rainy night in Philly. Are you cuddling with somebody special?
Yes, I'm cuddling. Yes, not sexual. I'm cuddling with my diva.
I said somebody special. Diva is so special and so pretty. She got Angelina Jolie lips already. Little pucker. Her nickname, Pucker. I'm going to give me a kiss one day.
You're so crazy.
No, she is so precious. Little tink tink. Aw.
Right, we about to get into the music now.
Move out of here. We're going to find out what's up with
her. Keep it 100.
Aftermath is you and I, laying on our back looking to the ceiling. My, what a feeling. The aftermath is me and you, thinking about what we
Shawty, shawty, it's like, do you really gotta go? Girl, I'm staying all night. Slow, slow, slow. simple question. How you really trying to make this thing official? Looking so good from head to toe, making me just want to whistle. I like everything you do, girl, the way you move and the way you shake. Making me just lick my lips when you move them hips, when you pop, I break. Tell me what you plan to do when a man gonna take a chance, cause you just got me tripping. Cause the way you move, everything you do, making me want you stop what you do and listen. Let me win your heart, fill it with the stars, jump in my car, girl, and let's go cruising. Baby, in my eyes, your perfection. There's no need for improvement.
Oh, wait, it's still muted. It's still muted. Wait. Okay, it's unmuted. I got to mute myself.
I'm chilling here, checking my fucking Twitter or whatever. I love Twitter. And we got these ungrateful bastards again. I'm done now. You know how you try to be nice to motherfuckers or whatever? I'm done. And you trying to mention my name? Fuck out of here. Ugh. Boo. Boo to you guys, and then you go check out they timeline, and they say crazy stuff like, after we blow, I'm telling you, man, shit going to be pretty for most of y'all.
You know what?
Music here, jump on this beat. Nope, nah. Don't nobody care about you. Like,
fuck them. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Whatever, man.
Don't even let them take you out
to
square.
You wack. You're not taking me out my square because I cuss niggas out all the time. You drawling. This guy is so wack. Like,
put him the fuck out there.
Calling my show right now.
Yeah, come on. I want a piece of you.
Calling Philly Shy right now. Because I'm done.
It's out of her hands. Wait till I get you.
Yeah, we're calling Felicia right now. We're going to play some music. We're going to get a little spicy tonight.
We're
going to play Controlling This, and then we're going to wait for Drawzilla to call Felicia.
Drawzilla,
no pun intended. And now I talk about my homeboy, Drawzilla, who definitely on his grizzly, this that ass nigga. I ain't even going to say his name, but if he calls in, it's going to be good. Let him say his own
name. Is it really?
Fucking nerves. Whole nerves. And you? Didn't I block you? You still saying my name? F out of here.
Okay, on to the music.
Yeah.
We get them later. We going to get them, girl. Let's get them.
Let's get them, girl.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. And I read the final I'm seeing your past. You want the benefits. We're taking on the risk. We're controlling this. Not familiar or resembling the
looking for that nigga cause he's out of here. I'm dwelling in luxury, living life without a care. I pay for that right there. I'm on the roll, just an individual, and I'm gaining control.
chilling and shit, doing Philly Shine Radio. Had to vent a little bit. I don't understand why motherfuckers be bothering me. Like, I'm just like, I try to be the nicest person in the world. Not really, but you know what I mean. I try to be a fair bitch.
We got a caller, ain't
fun.
You, girl?
Yeah, I try to be a fair bitch. But you know, it is what it is. Philly Shine, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Wait, it ain't open yet, girl. I just told you it's 239-215-239.
Yeah, what's your name? Where you calling from?
I won't even open up. Hold on 1 second. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we could wait. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to my boy G6, Dollar the General, crazy artist, hardworking, damn talented motherfuckers. Love the show. Love
on
to
now. There you go.
215. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Yo, what's going on?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Mizzy Me, Wartime of the Thoroughbreds. I'm calling from Southwest Philly.
Okay, Wartime. So, are you, which one are you on Twitter?
Mizzy Me.
UTC215?
Yeah. PBC215.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, like I was saying, these guys are an artist that came to my event April to perform. I remember everything. I don't think they do, but they came to my event to perform April. You guys didn't sign your name on the list, which you guys know, and you didn't perform. So I said, come back May and perform for free. You guys didn't show up. So then y'all show up at my other event more recently at like 11:30, whatever time it was, sign in and mic check is from 8 to 9 p.m. Like I always promote to all artists, you know what I mean, to respect the time in. And when y'all signed y'all name, y'all signed y'all name last, and I said y'all going to go last. And then as y'all left, even though y'all left ignorant as hell, in my opinion, I still said, come back next first Sunday, December 5th, you guys can perform for free. And then I get all these complaints on Twitter from your other friend, and then you guys are, again, bothering me about Black Friday, saying I'm asking you guys to sell tickets for that event, which I didn't want you guys to be a part of. I said come back for free for my first Sunday event. So why are you now tagging me in PSP on Twitter saying that I want you to sell tickets like you were this, that, and the third, or blah, blah, blah? Like, what is that about?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, we don't mind, you know what I'm saying, coming to any of your events. And I personally don't know anything about your Black Friday event.
Let me tell you, Black Friday was an event where I had artists. My boy Carlito came all the way from Miami, sold tickets to make money for himself. You know what I mean? And my homie Josh Banks sold tickets, made money. A lot of artists sold tickets for the event Friday. And I said, you guys can't do that event. I forget who I even talked to. Whoever it was, I guess, relayed the message to you. So you send up, you put up on my Twitter or whatever, I'm asking you to sell tickets.
I don't, honestly, for real, like, there's so many of us, you know, talking about, you know who I am every time you see me, you know what I'm talking about, because I'm the only one with that voice. But anyway, like, you know, there's so many of us, I ain't got, you know what I'm saying, direct access all the time to the Twitter page. So, you know what I'm
I want to talk to who put up the worrying about me asking you guys to sell tickets. Like, I'm sitting here deleting everything I put on Twitter because I'm like, come on now. Coming at my neck, I need an apology. Like, all I did was try to help you guys. I don't owe nobody nothing, with all due respect.
Man, I think everybody upset as far as, like, as high Philly promoters and, you know.
No. I'm not trying to hear no complaints about anybody else's situation because you got to respect that everybody is doing a business. And I just always, even when every artist call on my show, I'm not about that beef. I'm not about that drama. And I'm definitely not about anybody disrespecting PSP or anybody's movement. They trying to do things. Like, shit happens. We all human. Who the fuck are, now I'm not even going to curse, who would even want to disrespect a person in a grind when they humanly make a mistake or whatever? Like, ain't nobody perfect out here. And just because a person ain't perfect don't mean, oh, you got to this, that, and the third. Because just like you guys were mistook what happened in April.
I just really trying to figure out who's supporting who here.
Huh?
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure out who be supporting who here. Like, are the artists, are the ones being supported? Are there any flyers? Like, you know what I mean? Looking at the support system, it doesn't really seem to be any support. It seems to be more of just
who
a business.
Do you mean? First of all, I would say in you guys' case, and I specifically say you guys, you are not supporting yourselves. You're complaining. I know artists who grind hard. They sell tickets like they are Ticketmaster, like they run box office or whatever. I sell other people's CDs when I'm sitting at the door. You can ask anybody or whatever. Who have I sold tickets for? B Major, Famous. I sell your CDs. Big Face Dunny. If you got heart, if you got hard work and you believe in your music, you find your own supporters. That's where the support is. It's not all about just saying you PSP. You still got to do your work as a part of that movement. That's like when Furls brought that shit up. He brought it up as a leader. This is what I'm doing. Now you bring something to the table, not you come to my table expecting something. And I don't even want you to complain about anybody else's situation. All I wanted to say to you guys is, even if y'all want to come back to my event Sunday, December 5th, which I said because y'all did pay to get in, because y'all didn't show up on time, y'all didn't perform. If you guys show up on time with an apology, it's no problem for me to let you guys perform and get y'all music off y'all chest. And y'all can promote to your fans and your supporters to come join ours and have a good time and not be on Twitter or a couple of y'all on Twitter using my name or whatever about strange shit. I don't even feel like that is necessary when all I wanted to do was accommodate you guys. Just like, shit, it's happened to a bunch of motherfuckers. They don't get to perform because either, A, they show up late or whatever.
Well, I think the main thing is, baby girl, it's not really disrespecting you. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I respect you.
Oh,
you're
not disrespecting me, tagging me and shit. That's a lie, number one.
That's because, Shawty, I ain't the one that's on Twitter. I don't know nothing about that.
All right, so why did he call in?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, what I hear, you know what I'm saying? I'm a member of the group, but what I hear is that, you know, like.
No. All right. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Mizzy Me. You know what I'm saying?
Mizzy. Mizzy.
All the time.
Mizzy. Can I speak
me
to the person?
Red and green all day. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen, so 16 minutes ago, I'm calling in 10 minutes, 6 minutes later, that was two different people. And you're not near that person? Just relay the message to the board. That's your homie. Relay the message. I didn't say shit about him selling tickets for me, but when they showed up late at my last event, I told them they can come back to my first Sunday, Diamond Spotlight, which I do every first Sunday, and he can perform. And I don't need anybody on Twitter or anywhere using my name for what? Crap, we're not salesmen, we're artists, none of us work at or for the box office, like, what is that? But we would have sold tickets. That's unnecessary. What do you want to start, beef with me?
I don't know, Shawty, but next time I see you, you know what I'm talking about, I'm going to get at you. We'll rap. Rizzy Me, Red and Green, remember that. Peace.
Whatever. Like, what the hell? Why was he even on my timeline? A blah. He didn't even, and you're not even owning up to nothing that you said. Oh, it wasn't me. It's a lot of us, red and black. Shout out to yourself. Jeez Louise. I don't even understand it, like, sometimes. I really, really don't. And you want to complain to me about Philly? I'm not a Philly promoter. I promote my party. Get out of here. I'm not a Philly promoter. I'm not none of that. Trying to help and support artists and these guys complaining.
We got another caller in queue, girl. Calm down. It's 646-300. 1 second. Let's find out who this be.
That's my boy, Vinny. What's good, Vinny? Welcome
wait,
back.
Wait, wait. You know what? You know I have technical difficulties with them one hand.
What up?
Go ahead.
What's going on? What up, man? How you doing?
Chilling or whatever.
Yo, so like you
got
chill.
A little spicy on the show. Y'all know we don't really do the real big drama like the Big and Cheese show, I should say. I love Big and Cheese show. Well, Eric, definitely shout out to Eric the whole Mondays. It's a little spicy, you know what I mean? I don't
when
know.
When you
gonna
come out to New York, man?
New York? I'll be in New York sometime. I don't know what you got going on.
I'll be doing all types of stuff. I just came from Live Nation right now, man. That whole magazine thing right there. They had all the Starbucks stuff inside a little meeting, you know, discussing some promos.
Shout out to your website where everybody could be able to check you out, Vinny. You always busy
check
doing
me out.
The thing.
I've been doing all types I do the acting thing. I've been doing all types of stuff. I've been doing little plays, you know. I probably got my own play.
Shout out
to your
website so people could be able to check you out, big nigga.
I'm not even popular in the city I'm from no more. I'm not even popular from Philly no more. I used to be popular. I used to be popular little street dude. I ain't even popular like I used to be.
Vinny, did
what
you hear what I asked
you? What you
asked me? I said shout out your websites for everybody to be able to check out your music.
Oh, I only got one website right now, man. I don't even like nobody on my Facebook. I'm trying to make that a little bit personal. But if y'all want to check that out on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Vinny Showboat. I'm on Reverb Nation Heavy.
Not the caller.
Vinny Showboat. Like, I love my Reverb Nation. I'm like number 5 locally in Philly, and I don't even live there. So I put some new music on there. I want everybody to support me and help me get boosted up to number 1. You know what I mean? I've been trying to take that number 1 spot for like 4 months now. Help me out and support my music. You know what I mean? So I definitely support all Philly artists. Except the
ones
be acting like suckers.
People be acting extra for real. I
don't even be around suckers, man.
We got a little bit of time left, and we still got another caller in queue, girl.
Well, let's check on the other caller. We can't even get into my topic. If I had to choose between two people and one was Irk of my life and the other one wasn't, I picked the one wasn't Irk of my life. I know. Who's the next caller we got?
215-833.
833.
1 second.
Here we go.
Definitely.
Up,
welcome to Lee
Shine.
What's good?
What's up?
Okay, Nisha, I definitely shouted you out earlier in the show. Thanks for calling in, baby.
You're welcome. No problem. I just got in. Actually, I was listening. What was going on with you?
It got a little spicy, you know. It got a little spicy. Just because this guy on my Twitter timeline tagged me in some blah. I'm like, what the F?
You might as well just let it all out. You might say worse than that.
No, like, and then he want to pretend. I, one thing I don't like, I'm asking you about something that was said through your Twitter, and you call my show and say you didn't say it.
Okay.
He's trying to put the blame on somebody else.
I don't, and then he said it's somebody else. I don't know. I'm a member of the group, so we going to see you. Are we beefing now? Blah.
You know what, girl? We got
what?
Beef, we got chicken, we got steak, we got all that.
Yo, shout out to We Run the Streets. Definitely. niggas, y'all gotta invest in yourselves. You know what I mean? If you gotta invest money, hard work, time, blood, sweat, tears, this shit ain't easy or whatever, and it definitely is not handed to niggas. You know what I mean? I don't have nothing handed to me. I just paid for my photo shoot and every last stitch of clothes I wore in that shit and all my weaves I used and all my heels I had. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. These niggas is fucking lazy. They whack. Like, don't mention my name if you all complain. Crazy stuff. Like, we gonna play some music. You know what I mean? I'm doing a remix to this joint. We gonna go in Big Face Dunny, In Another World. Check out that video too. It's definitely official.
He got a video out for it. Where can I find the video at?
Girl, you don't Google Big Face Dunny. What is you for?
I did, but I can't find the video unless he just put it up.
Check it out, Testers Films on YouTube. Or find it on his Facebook, yeah. I know, you know, you're his Facebook friend. It's on
of
there.
Of course. I try to support everybody. I love everybody.
Much love to Niche, too. Niche, I forgot the name of your mixtape. Won't you please tell everybody about your project and where they could be able to check up on what you're doing, babe?
My mixtape is called New Era. And it will be out this month. Actually done with it. I'm just working on little side projects that go along with it so I can deliver it with the full package and not halfway like some people do.
What advice could you give for artists who... Fuck them, they don't need no advice. We will keep it moving. Much love to Niche because she definitely on her grind, traveling, not only in Philly doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Definitely working hard. It's not right. Easy work. But we going to show love to another nigga doing his thing. Like, check him out on Twitter, Big Face Dunny, you know what I mean, doing his thing. This is a song for all them guys. Like, don't worry about a girl. Don't even worry about me. Get money. Go ahead. Go into the song, Truth Teller. I'm a little amped. I had too much spices.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn a forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head. I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Girl, I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. If I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local, not until they got checks like my social.
can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same plane, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
Flyers popping Artist Appreciation Day.
The Philly Artist Appreciation Day.
Philly artist. No, but we can't just say it to just Philly. What if one of the artists you know from VA wants to be appreciated?
Okay, fine. We can do that.
And you know what? We're not going to overextend ourselves too much. It's open to whoever want to come and check out Diamond Spotlight, who want to come check out Philly Shine Radio, because we have listeners. We definitely have our fans. So why not promote what we're doing to your fans, and we combine them and support each other and not sit up there waiting for handouts or whatever.
Because without you promoting yourself, and, you know, you ain't going to get nowhere just to sit down and think that you say, okay, here's a CD. You got to be out there. You got to promote yourself. Make yourself known. Make yourself heard.
Yeah, we about to make some phone calls. Philly Shine Radio over. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play my boy song again because I just love it so much. Shout out to my boy Carlito. Yeah, you already know. I'll play this shit. And I'm going to get the new music uploaded because I do have the new CD. Thank you. And the posters, definitely official. Thanks again for coming out this Friday. Black Friday was a shit. Shout out to Lil' Kim.
Okay, playing Keep It 100. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Make you mine. Nothing without you in my life.